Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Helmet. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." When we put on the helmet of salvation, we can avoid sinful thoughts and temptations and understand what is good and true. What does the helmet of salvation mean? There's no debate that the world is corrupt and filled with sin. Simply put, our salvation acts like a helmet in the way it protects our minds and our thoughts. As Christians, we are not to be of this world. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That only comes through reading God's Word, not the Wall Street Journal, or a romance novel, or Fox News. An owner of a tattoo parlor was asked, "Why do you think so many people come in here to get tattoos?" He replied without hesitation, "Because before there is a tattoo on the body, there is a tattoo on the mind." To a degree, what we receive and process in our minds will eventually control our actions, either positively or negatively. Dale Carnegie once said, "Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve." It's pretty simple. The helmet protects the head from injury to the brain, like a football player. The brain must be protected at all costs because once damaged, bodily functions are impaired. Many NFL players suffering from the ongoing effects of too many concussions can no longer play at the same physical level. In fact, he may not be able to play or function at all. Have you thought why ours must be protected in spiritual warfare? Paul once again uses a physical example to illustrate a spiritual truth. That is because the brain is to the body what the mind is to the soul. It's the control center for the functioning of the will and the emotions. In the spiritual realm, the mind must be protected with a helmet that is able to absorb the shock of being hit and knocked to the ground by the enemy. When our minds no longer function as they were designed to, the mind impairs both the will and emotions from doing what it's supposed to do. One of Satan's strategies is to attack our minds. In fact, it is such a critical area, we see the theme of the mind occurring in each of the different pieces of armor we are to wear in warfare. Can you name a couple of areas that Satan has attacked your mind as a Christian? We are told to guard our minds, renew our minds, ask God to search our minds, and love God with our minds. Often we think about spiritual victory occurring in our actions, as we say no to temptations, addiction, or frustration. But any victory manifested in physical activity has first been won inside our head. Conversely, spiritual defeat begins with a tiny, insignificant thought in the mind that eventually grows into a depraved action. "You're not good enough. I'm too busy. They are so much better at this than I am. I'm too tired. I don't know the word. I'm not ready." I think following God is about being ready to give of ourselves. Are you listening? Give of ourselves, being ready to serve others. We're supposed to be ready, not get ready. I think sometimes we spend so much time getting ready that mentally we are never quite ready. We get used to not being ready. Instead of being ready to give what you have, whatever it is, we get paralyzed in the preparations we think it requires. But God asks us to pour ourselves out there as we are, to be real, honest, to be willing to love and be kind and give whatever it is you have and believe in people. Jesus gave it all by humbling himself to become like us, tempted in every way, but never stopped giving. Satan knows that if he can keep us from wearing the helmet of salvation to protect our mind, he can whisper his own version of the truth into our ears. When our minds are unprotected, we will eventually begin to believe the lies that we hear from him and act accordingly. Father, I give over to you these strongholds that I've been battling in my mind. I leave them at the foot of the cross. Help me spend time in your revealed truth instead of the lies of the enemy. As I read your word, change my thinking to align with yours in Jesus' name. Ephesians 2:8. You are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is God's gift, not from works, so that no one can boast. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.